But first,
well, we're already recording.
I gotta look at my.
Don't see it. I'm recording. Clash of Clans.
I don't have that.
Yeah, you do. Nope.
I don't have a Clash of Clans. Nice try.
I've seen you playing it.
Alright, so
I'm not crazy.
Well, Mifon's also kind of crazy.
No, he's not. So. He's more normal than you.
Not at all.
Alright.
Like Jesus, Mifon has a wild side.
Where did you get that?
Did you not listen to the episode yesterday?
Alright, well, welcome to the Dysfunctional Pod. I'm Lauren Veter, and that is Blake D, unfortunately.
And we are... Bye, Lauren! We are currently joined here today by none other than Bryce Mifon Forsyth.
That's not my full name.
He's the guy we've been talking about.
He's the guy that we've been talking to forever.
You know what? Things get lost up here.
But we just never got with him, you know? We've just been talking with him.
Too much of that blue stuff, Blake, is gonna go.
Dude, probably. His Powerade by Coca-Cola is...
That's by Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Buy it now.
Or forever hold your peace.
Wink! Please sponsor us, Coke.
Oh, goodness.
So.
We don't know why he's here, actually. No. I don't know why he's here.
We scheduled it.
I don't know why scheduled it.
His episode is releasing on the 23rd of April.
Today.
But that's not today. Well, it's today. We're recording this is the week before.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot, Lauren.
Well, I'm talking to our listeners.
Like being a jerk 101.
Oh, yeah. You have a master class.
Master class on how to be a jerk.
Alrighty.
I feel like Mifon's snapping, finally.
So,
inside.
Inside.
No.
Okay, so let's give some backstory. Let's give some context. How do we know Bryce?
I still don't know.
Yeah, you do. No, I know every single detail from the moment I met
you. Oh my gosh, that's scary, Bryce.
No, it's not.
And I'm sitting in between the both of them, so I'm in a very vulnerable position.
I'm gonna fight this kid.
Please don't. Well, I'll start. I've known Bryce for a while. Like, a great deal of my life. We went to the Catholic version of Fun Youth Group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were in my religious education class. That's what my family referred to it as. But,
yeah.
And you also went to my school.
Yeah, elementary.
Yeah.
Nika.
We don't say this.
We can't say that, Mifon.
Oh, we can?
Uh-uh. Right. But it's fine. It's all fine.
Right, well.
These are unedited.
Now we,
we got four.
Commercial break!
Now we pinpoint even more from all of the episodes that we've talked our location about.
There's just one person in Russia pinpointing. Yeah. They're like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Bradness. Okay, and I got it.
Maplewood.
Yeah.
What else have we mentioned? Hugo.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, okay.
100% we have mentioned.
Help us get out.
Oh boy.
Yep, this is a mess. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Blake, you gotta quit messing with the post-it notes.
Please take...
These are the ones from last night.
Oh, okay.
You're reusing. Okay, that's good for the earth.
Do we have any questions?
Yes, but I thought you would start off with questions.
I don't have any questions for Mifon.
I can't even fathom how badly I want to punch you right now.
Like, this is just like going down.
This is going downhill quick.
What are your questions?
I have a lot, you and still have they're yet. Like.
No. Oh, so why are we go? Why are we throwing me under the bus?
Wow. You're you, and you're there.
Yeah.
I got some this morning. Not many at all. I thought I'd have more, but I thought as
let,
if.
Let me read them. Let me read them.
I don't know. Why are you like this?
That's a...
What does that say?
What? My handwriting's gorgeous.
I can't read anything because I'm illiterate.
I know. Come on. So, what are your interests? Share with the world your interests.
Well, my interests would probably be... You know, I would say I'm very interested in history,
mm-hmm.
a ton. I've been interested for a while. <you're> just
okay, you're not getting your cap back. That's all it. Right. I'm throwing it away. Stop! All right. You want to play dangerously? All right, give me the cap. Bryce, can you get that cap? I'm so sorry.
Trying to... Figure out my
you guys
interest.
Will get them. Like,
and I'm. Well,
you'll get them back when you realize what they're used for. All right.
Yeah. So, like I was saying before, Blake interrupted me.
Yeah.
I'm into history. I'm into photography. Mm-hmm. I like to take pictures a lot.
Like what kind of pictures?
Thanks for the detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should. I just like taking nature landscape photography.
What's your favorite nature landscape photography that you've ever taken?
That I take.
Yes.
Well, most of it was most of it was off my deck.
Yeah.
But
where do you live again?
Should be silent for this episode. Get off of Lucy's dock.
I've had to count Lauren get up at least 15 times because of you.
You give me anxiety. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's alright. I guess I'm still answering Blake. So, there's this one a lot of people nag me about this, but there's a crystal ball. It's not really a crystal ball, but I don't know what the material of it is, really. Or the stone, but I took it off my deck, and it actually reflected a lot of colors, and it was really fun to edit, because there's different ways to edit the photo, so it was at a certain time of day where it was just perfect to take that photo. So I have, like, two versions of the picture. One looks more cartoonish, and I'm staring at my...
Oh, no. Blink.
And the other is, yeah, more of a natural reflected kind of... Mm-hmm. It's one of those crystal balls that, you know, has little hexagons and triangles on it and reflects, like, little rainbows across the room, so...
Cool.
Yeah. That was a really nice picture that you took.
Mm-hmm.
And all my other pictures are junk, so...
Yeah.
Are you sure? I've seen them.
Some of them are okay.
I've seen them. They're great.
Like,
they are great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. No problem. Of course, Mihan.
Shut up.
You're scaring me.
Yep. I think he's writing Mihan. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh man, I just lost my train.
So, how did you get started in photography?
Blake saved the day for once.
What led you into your...
I just took a class.
What class?
I already know the answer to this.
Censor
class.
It.
The photography class.
In what grade?
In I can't even remember the grade. 11th grade. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Well, I guess I was probably interested in a little bit before that, I guess. A little bit. I just wanted to do it because I wanted to see what it was like, and...
Because we were in that media design class together, and we did some photography.
Yeah, that is right. I don't remember doing photography.
We went outside. We went...
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. That was just more of art. That was related for art and stuff.
For photography, me fine.
I know, but... It's Photoshop.
Yeah.
So, don't really use Photoshop. I mean, there's one little project that we did when we had to use Photoshop, but it wasn't, like, altering the picture, because it was just mostly altering the backgrounds. So.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
I think I know what you're saying. I think I know what you're saying. I took, like, I took photography class in, like, 10th grade.
What do you like about lakes?
Well, I didn't say that.
Then what does that say?
That says law.
Oh,
lake.
I have perfect handwriting.
What do you like
I
about
thought
lakes?
That said lake, so that really might.
Oh, okay. What do I like about law?
Yeah, because you have an interest in law, and you say you want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, that's one of the things I probably want to think about doing. It's probably one of my most strongest ones, even though it's one of my most hated ones, because there's going to be a lot of years in which that's going to... I'm going to have to achieve that, even though... Even, like, seeing the rate that I do everything, my assignments and everything like that. I mean, I get my assignments in on time and everything, but it's just like... I don't know. I'm a very slow learner and I'm a really bad test taker. So, and I feel like everything about, you know, getting to that standpoint and getting a law degree is just gonna suck the life out of me. So, this is gonna be the last time you're probably gonna see me happy.
Wow.
Before I go to college.
Wow.
or I don't know, 10 years from now.
So how...
That's still a decision in the making.
Yeah.
So, I have other decisions, I think.
Mifun, you were talking about how you're a bad test taker. How does that translate to how well you do in school?
I mean, I'm not... always a bad test taker if I study for it and prepare for it like a long time. It's just like I don't know my studying tactics, so it's very hard to gauge.
Well, all this studying and you don't know your studying.
No, that's okay. I do the same thing.
I don't study.
I study for like 5 minutes.
You guys are always picking on me saying that I was studying over the summer, you know?
Yeah, we like to make that joke.
No, but that's good.
I missed my cap.
So
I'm sorry. They're up here. I can trust you with
them.
Oh
no! Blake flicked it, bounced off me, hand on the ground. I'm a germaphobic, so
it's
not
okay.
Really, but
so okay. Mifun, how crap.
Okay, well Blake blinked. you just powered down.
Yeah.
Right now, you did. Things that I say are confusing.
No, it's not
yeah,
bad. It's just we are like unprepared. We are true to our brand, dysfunctional. I'm sorry.
It's like
that's a part of the cape.
The remnants still exist.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Crime scene in here.
Well.
So, despite all of the tests, like, so there are a lot of tests that you have to do to get a law degree. What do you think you'll do about that? Because you've got to make... Well,
that's what I'll do about it.
But you have to maintain...
You should be on this exercise ball.
Because you've got to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and you can't just study all day. So, how do you think you'll be able to...
balance it all out?
Yeah.
Like, because you already study quite often. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, that sometimes prevents you for, like, coming to social events. So how do you, like, navigate through that?
Oh.
Don't, what did you just scratch me with? Hand me the pen. Hand me the pen. You obviously can't be trusted. Hand me the pen.
All right, be fun. Go. Oh my. Be fun. Go.
Well, staying up late's always a good thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not healthy.
How late do you stay up? On a normal, your average
If I can make it 2 a.m. without falling asleep.
And when
with
do you
my light on?
And when do you wake up?
5:30. I always wake up at 5:30 around that.
So
time.
You get a good 3 hours and 30 minutes of sleep a night.
Sometimes maybe it's all night. That's happened before. One day I had 3 tests, and I had to work, and I work very late sometimes, and I had 3 tests the next day. Because it was the end of the semester, and I studied all night, and it was actually pretty efficient studying. I set my times.
How do you stay in time?
A lot of
limits?
Coffee, Blake.
How do you stay in like
there you go.
The limits?
I don't need coffee.
That.
Yeah, you don't need. You need tea though.
I don't need tea. You need. Can
tea.
I have the
it's
pen,
you,
please?
No, Lauren.
You scribbled on me, and that proves you aren't trustworthy. You shouldn't be trusted with any.
The pen's not even...
It's there. It's there. See? He drew on me.
Oh. Like, what in the world?
I know.
Yeah, what in the world?
That'll last till prom.
No, it
won't.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
No. Awkward silence!
Wow, that's so elementary school of you!
Yeah, I know, dude. Would you believe it?
Yeah.
I heard a couple podcasts ago you wanted me to tell a story about you... Sorry, me spraying you in the face with Listerine.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yes, I love this story so much. Because I watched it all happen. It was so weird.
So, all night... Blake was saying, wait, it's like the 28 stab wounds thing.
He was also saying some other stuff,
yeah,
too.
He always said it. And I got annoyed. So, at first I wasn't annoyed. I was okay with it. But it started to get annoying. So, later that night,
We were at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, we were at McDonald's. Forget the setting.
No, it's okay. It just makes the story funnier because it's like at 10:30 at night.
So, yeah, exactly. I was chill. Blake. We were at McDonald's. Blake, you were saying 28 stab wounds over and over again. I feel like I'm at an intervention right now. I'm saying your name.
Why are you denying that?
I didn't say that's not what
saying.
That's not what caused
it was the other thing. Were you saying about me and...
Yeah,
that's it.
And I said, don't say that again. You did.
It was the Oreos,
I should have warned you about it.
No,
it was the Oreos, too.
It was the Oreos, too?
Mm-hmm.
That
oh,
was the same
the
night?
Oreos, yeah.
I have a picture of it. I have a picture of the aftermath. Me fun looking lifeless...
I'm not finished with my story yet, but you're just jumping ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, no, it's Blake.
I was jumping ahead,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's just Blake.
No,
Yeah, but
I know I'm pretty, but don't like put the blame all on him. I'm a
but
person
you're
too.
But you were slowly like creeping to the climax, or not the climax. It actually kind of was.
All right, continue. But
yeah, so I told Blake not to say it again, whatever he said, and he did. I whipped out my Listerine without any without any warning. I brought it up, sprayed him in the face.
Yeah.
And there's ingredients in that Listerine that do burn, and it says warning: do not spray it in your face.
Yeah,
or in your eyes.
It
so
contains alcohol.
I kind of sprayed it across Blake's nose into his.
You got both of my eyes.
Okay, well, I felt bad afterward, and I pried my eye open, and not pried my eye open, sorry, that's too graphic. I forced my eye open, and then I sprayed the Listerine into my eye, and...
Directly
into my eye, because I felt bad for Blake, because that whole night, Blake was silent, because... I knew he wanted to kill me the next morning. So.
Whoa! That's jumping the gun a little bit.
That's a little graphic. But, I don't know. Did Blake want to kill you, though?
I don't know. He had that hateful look on his face. I did not.
And he just always has.
Yes, he's smiling right now.
It was more
he's,
of that, why
so
did
hateful.
You do that, Bryce? And,
I mean, you backed him into a corner.
That's the point.
That's not the point.
Yes, it is.
Slapping my chest all the time.
It's the weirdest thing.
I don't get it.
He's just backing himself up into the hunky spelunky. Let's be honest here.
We
might need some
that,
background
sure.
on that, where nope. that came from, please.
No.
Please give background.
No.
Will
yes,
give
please
background?
Give background.
Will you give background, Brian?
Nissan doesn't know the background.
Yeah, I do. You told me. Right?
It was Goat Lords.
No, it was a little game called Danger.
Danger. Oh, that's right.
Because there's that there's that card that I got. And for those of you who don't know the game Danger, it's very complicated. Look up a YouTube video after this.
Even that you don't
it's like know. Apples to apples. So I laid down my like problem solving thing, I don't know. And so one of the cards was and a hunky spelunker.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A hunky spelunker.
And then Bright Blake just goes Mifon. Then went on and on about your six pack diet.
Like,
I'm pretty sure he's in love with you.
Mifon and his hunky spelunky body and the raging six.
Yeah, that wasn't the diet, but that's fine.
That was the diet. It was called the six-pack abs diet.
It was called the abs diet, not the, and ABS actually stood for something, not abs. Like
that's what they all say, Brian.
No, that's what the book said.
What did it stand for?
I totally forgot what it
exactly. You see,
it
when
was
you're
in
gonna,
the front of the book, Blake.
When you're gonna make up a lie, you want to have
a
lie.
It was not
a lie,
Blake. It was in the book. It was in.
You guys
the
are
book.
Seriously an old married couple.
It was, Blake. You just.
What did he
that was
do?
Nothing.
A battery, Blake. Listen.
That was almost battery.
Listen.
Yeah, he can sue you.
Listen, Blake. He's walking away. That's why he's got to take a breather. Don't hit the unicorn. I mean, the goat.
The llama.
Llama.
His name's Lawrence, after me. Because I inspire myself.
Oh my gosh. What is this crap?
A podcast?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
It was just a lot of nice
stop
food.
Stop signing my notebook. Get me
it was a lot of nice food, Blake, and a lot of documentaries.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The blue stuff is
it's getting to you.
Don't call it the blue stuff.
Why? People deserve to know
I don't know
drinking
what this
Windex.
Is called. We're drinking Windex, guys.
Why?
Like, you don't. Nobody's gonna think of that unless you bring it up.
Bryce, you're in charge of all the
burgers. How much? Oh boy.
No.
A box of them.
No, that's a good pen.
Oh my god!
Wait, you're gonna break something. All right.
My phone's gonna break. Right, so,
like, I want you to tell the story this time.
No. Yes, this is your episode.
This is about you.
Apparently,
though.
It's better if you tell it the story, and I'll interrupt it if I need to, just like the game Danger.
Sponsored by Danger.
Yeah, we should. Hey, listen. All right. Tell the story of the time that I crashed into you with the bike. Apparently.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You crashed into me based on your driving standards. That's how it worked. You would be at fault.
So Bryce over here.
Sure.
They have a long, complicated history.
Was at fault. We were biking.
No, I was in the turn lane.
You weren't in any turn lane. You were going straight.
Okay, after this, how about we take a picture of the spot where this occurred?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to bike.
So, we were biking back to your house after bagel day.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Because I wanted to get more riding in. So I biked to your house. I was gonna turn right, but you decided to keep on going.
Yeah.
I was up to the left of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Bryce, and then you, like, you started to turn, but then you didn't. You went back into the...
You faked him out?
He faked me. And I crashed into him.
Okay. So, let's...
And I...
Let's look this at...
I just, like, I...
Let's look at this as the scenario of driving, like, cars.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you would be at fault.
But Mifon didn't do the... You were in the turn lane and you were going straight.
Right, let me just tell you what I was thinking at that time. I was thinking, like, well, we should probably go straight because we won't have to cross the road later on.
That's the stupidest thing
it
ever.
It was a smart idea. Because it was a neighborhood. I didn't want to turn it down any neighborhood cars. You know what I'm saying? And you probably don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. So I had that in my logic. That, you know, was that the same day I almost hit a... No, I'm not.
Wait, me
hit a what? Hit a what?
I thought I almost hit a hedgehog that day. I was biking, and Blake wasn't... He said he was taking the shortcut, which I arrived 20 minutes before him to the place that he said we were going to meet.
Wait, which shortcut?
You told me I got to take a shortcut, and you're like, and then let's see how fast...
No, I didn't say a shortcut. I said I'm going to take the longer way.
Too long.
I said I'm going to take the longer way, and I still caught on to you.
Well, I thought it was enough for me to take nice, beautiful pictures of the skyline. So, yeah.
We are 28 minutes in. There's so much happening. I can keep up with it. But I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
No one knows where this is going.
Weren't you wearing the exact same outfit yesterday?
No. I wore my red flannel with blue jeans.
Oh yeah, that's right.
My Switchfoot flannel with blue jeans.
I feel
jeans.
Like that's fake.
The only other time I wore this was Wednesday of last week.
That makes
sense. I feel like you just put that patch on the pocket.
I did not.
Oh, so you just actually got it from...
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Sorry.
Nice! He's heard it enough.
Yeah, are you grossed out by that?
I've heard it.
No, you can tell me.
I don't know how to respond. No, I'm not.
You can tell me if you're grossed out
I'm
by
grossed
that.
Out. Blake, put down the guitar before you break it.
Let go of the Ibanez.
Oh my god.
Way too loud for the speakers.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Rip to headphone users.
Okay.
But you can tell me if you're grossed out
no,
by
I'm
that.
No, I'm not.
I'm only human, Bryce. I don't know what. Sorry, I don't have much questions. I got distracted. I was reading a book today.
You read all of the book.
Not all of it. I'm like over halfway done. I started it today, though. It's a really cool fantasy book.
Yeah, you're at lunch and reading the book, and I was doing my homework.
Yeah, but, we're a couple of nerds, aren't we? Yeah, everyone was just...
Okay.
Blake, well, you're
Blake,
done?
I'm always done. I'm trying to think of
questions
because we're
underprepared.
We're
really bad at this.
I would save the guitar to the end, Blake, if you're going to play it.
Da 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 da. Bow. Play it. Can you believe this guy?
I feel like I'm a parent right now, dude. Like, oh. Like, Blake, put down the guitar.
My gosh.
You're gonna have a fit. No, you just go.
Mifon's gonna be the next host of this thing.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
He's gonna be.
Don't play with my chair. I'm
being parented. This Dad, episode is Blake being parented by two kids.
I'm older than you. We're recording, Grace.
I'm being parented by these two.
Time for dinner. Okay, and with that, hit the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Commercials.
I can leave, though.
Hi, welcome back to the Dysfunctional Pod.
And Blake is currently leaving.
I'm leaving the house.
You can't leave my house.
You get your socks dirty.
Blake, come back here, please.
Lauren.
He's gonna walk into this swamp. Or the wet
man.
Oh, no. He's gone. He's a goner. Anyways, you just missed a bunch of drama that just went down. As much drama as that can happen here. Wait for him to walk back. Hi, buddy. How have you been? What? You want me to get out?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna leave. Don't touch it. He's touching the lamp again. Anyways.
Sounds bad.
It's a lamp.
I know. He's going at touching the lamp again.
I don't sound like that, though.
I know you don't. He's going at touching the lamp again.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so hi again.
Hello, buddy.
Again. Yeah. Welcome back. So, where did we leave off? Are we trying to find intelligent questions?
It was about the parenting thing.
Yeah.
That's where we left off.
I think Bryce is drunk on power right now. Like... because we keep telling Blake what to do. Don't touch that!
Get out of my life! Jeez!
What a Burger King if you... I don't know why I said that. I'm saying random things, so I'm going off the walls.
It's okay.
All right.
Let's think of intelligent questions.
Laura, I'm
just thinking of
something. Blake.
Ask me fun a question.
That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with the questions, though.
You came up with three of the questions.
Shut up. They don't need to know that.
That I didn't even go off of.
No, I know. You went off of some of them.
You just emptied.
I went off
points.
Of law, but you that just... was just kind of because I read it off. And then Mifon decided to go on.
Wait, what was the question that you thought Lauren said instead of law? Like, what's
lakes.
My favorite?
Yeah. What's your favorite lake?
I don't know. Moose Lake.
Moose Lake. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I have.
What's the closest lake to your home?
I don't know. Like, maybe...
Don't answer that, Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused.
Oh my goodness.
Well.
I'm trying.
I want Blake to really think about how he met me.
Oh yeah, that's a good story.
I am providing computer class, 6th or 7th grade.
Nope, I didn't see you in that class. Do you know why? Because our minds were buried on the computers the whole entire time. It was in health class I first saw you.
No, computer class was.
What? What?
Yeah.
You were on the other side of the room.
That doesn't matter. We still talked.
Honestly, we didn't know anybody. Like, a whole semester. Because we were so focused on our computers.
Dude, I only know... No one was focused. No one was focused in that class.
No, because I remember I was sitting next to Zach and another person, and that's all I knew in the class at the time.
Dude, my side was lit.
No.
We were all playing around.
Maybe
joking.
That was your side.
You weren't doing your news clipping or anything.
Of course I wasn't doing that. Why would I have done
Maybe
that?
Maybe it was just because you guys weren't sitting near each other. Like, you probably knew he was
there.
Oh,
we knew each other.
He probably didn't know you. Sorry.
We talked.
I did not know you at the time.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Did you just walk up to him in the hallway and go, right, Bryce? What did you do to everyone
totally.
Else?
Yeah. No, I didn't. That was a habit that started this year because I realized that I could get a lot of people to agree with me on absolutely nothing.
You've never gotten me to do that. I'm special.
I haven't tried to get you to do that.
That's true.
I'm just launching. Like,
it's okay.
100% right now.
Mifan, that's your that's your natural poise.
Poise? What do you mean by poise?
Poise.
Give it
posture?
Like a mini thesaurus in your pocket or something? Like,
you gotta stand with poise. Mifan doesn't have any of that poise. So
what was that word I used on the wanted poster to describe your genially...
We gotta post the wanted picture. That was the best thing in the world.
I gotta update that thing.
Yeah.
That was a good wanted poster.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time on it.
It was. How did that even begin?
It was with the salad.
Was I? It's just because I was texting you all of the things that Blake had done.
And the fact that...
The day with the gingerbread and the food.
You see, I didn't even destroy... I built that gingerbread house. You destroyed it.
I did, actually. But you said he would, like, pay me to eat it, I think. Or I just said that to myself to make myself do it. Because I'm kind of like, I bet no one can dare me to eat this entire gingerbread house.
So I'll do it myself.
And then food coloring everywhere.
That was great.
That was an interesting day.
Alright, Blake. Because I say a lot of things that bug me about you, you can say something that bugs you about me.
No.
It's because he loves you.
Yeah.
That's debatable.
You've said it many times how much you love Bryce. And Bryce
I'm
never returns it.
In my chair right now.
Sorry.
But like, why's your foot up on the table?
Because it's more comfortable.
Like,
yeah.
What generally
I study there.
You almost knocked your book and phone. Like,
no, I didn't. Almost.
Yeah, your foot was near my face.
Why did you have to go this way and just drop it that way?
Because I knew it would bother
you.
You would
have kicked the lamp.
He knew it would bother me. Wow. How do you feel about feet, Bryce?
Because
I hate them. I hate them so much.
You know...
You're checking your phone, aren't you?
No, my phone's in my back pocket.
Are you... Why are you digging out my beard?
That's a beard?
I think. That might be the... Oh, no. Oh, this was from the... That might be the hair that I used for the Jesus and the boys costume for Christmas.
Oh, was it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Blake was Judas.
That I was. Somebody had to be Judas.
I do not want to see you with that.
How do I look?
That's just like an A's Madonna. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. That's really hard to keep up.
That's really disturbing.
You should have seen me in it.
You just... I went to school like that tomorrow.
I'll have to show you pictures of me in the week.
How do I look?
Actually, the funniest thing is, I asked someone, you look like Father Christmas. Anyway, after I was done with this, the beard and the wig, I asked, like, I think I posted it on my Snapchat story. I said, what should I do with this now that my use for it's over? And my friend Kennedy was like, use it as a sexy Gandalf costume. And I was like, sure.
Okay, then.
It's not weird, it's funny. Yeah, it doesn't stay on very well. I had to get a bulb cap to put it over.
It's all good. I'm really rocking this.
Don't look at me when you're...
that's weird.
Want me fun?
Go biking.
Please go biking.
Give me a bike.
Go around and play Recoil with that.
Stop!
That's weird.
He keeps looking at me.
I look at anybody who's talking to me.
It's weird.
You're talking to me. You're looking at me.
No, I'm not.
You're.
I can't. It's just. It's really hard.
It's a weird. Do you think this is what you'll look like older?
No.
I think can't. You'll grow a beard.
I cannot grow a beard for the life of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what I'll look like older. When I'm old and gray. I'd be proud of it. Okay, time to play the costumes is over.
Oh, that just looks
don't
a
touch
lot
my
more
beard.
Here, you can have my flower crown.
Feel like you'd be a candidate for like one of those rock and roll albums, just like the cover page.
Good.
He looks like a hipster.
No.
I liked it before it was cool.
Get out of my swamp.
You'd be going like that in the 60s, they would accept you any moment.
They would. Don't put on
don't
the mask.
Don't put on the mask, please.
Again. Yeah, broke.
Come on, Blake.
Come on, Blake!
Yeah, I'm gonna fall. I don't know.
Alright, I gotta turn away from Blake for a while.
Okay,
yeah.
So, I don't know how to begin a conversation. I'm an introvert. That's why I have Blake here. So, how's your day been?
It's been great. I mean...
Yeah?
So, how's your day been? Here.
To think that he was holding arms with me the whole entire time. I don't want to see
how
him
do
like
you,
that.
How do you feel about him, like, just grabbing your arm? You looked like you were
having a that sounds
off.
Like it was bad.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. You're like... He just grabs your arm. No, I don't. He lets me.
I don't... My arm is by my side the whole entire time. Matter of fact, I'm holding, like, a...
You're holding your arm right now.
I'm holding a... What was that? little folder, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he just comes by and he's like, "Hand me a phone." He grabs it.
That's no.
You do. You sound like super tired. And you're like, "Hand me a phone."
I'm always tired. That's why.
Put the beard back on or don't wear, because that's his next night.
You look like an old Amish man.
Hello.
Oh goodness.
Amish men don't sound like that.
You don't know that. You've never run into Amish men.
Let's just say that I have. Haven't. Like.
I doubt you've run into Amish men.
You almost said Irish, though.
I know I almost said Irish.
Oh, boy.
Believe it or not, I have quite a few Irish men in my family.
I said Amish.
I know. Not I.
Nice try, kiddo.
Oh my goodness.
It's a horrible wig. Actually, I bought this off a site that actually delivers Bible reenactment costumes. It was $6. Do you want to take that home with you?
No. I have no use for this.
So. I still have my Judas wig.
I think the most I've ever made Blake laugh was when we were watching that Blue Planet 2.
And
like, in 4K, which it was...
Was that the day you
yeah.
texted me?
It was actually
oh
the birthday party, because before you came, we had to drive, like, to my house, obviously, and I'm like, I don't know what to watch, so we just pulled up Blue Planet 2, and I made fun of the animals, and Blake was cracking up so much.
I was making fun of the animals.
Whose interview is this?
Just because this is your interview doesn't mean you can twist things.
No, I was making fun of the whole entire thing, and you were laughing and laughing and laughing. Yeah, you're like, "Bryce, don't do it."
What?
You're like, "Bryce, stop laughing." I mean, no, you're... No, I don't... I can't remember what you said. I mean, you were... Yeah.
He can't...
I can't remember. You're like...
You can't look at him with a straight face, can you?
I can't look at him with a straight face. Oh. You were laughing so... Why? Okay. Change the subject.
Oh my god.
It was just Blue Planet 2.
Blake, change the subject.
To what? Me phone doesn't have a line.
Another bike riding story, I don't care.
I don't have another bike riding story.
And there was that time that...
Don't look at me, Lauren.
Remember that time I thought I heard an ice cream truck? And then, yeah.
What?
I am off the rails right now.
No, that's okay. This is the dysfunctional.
I'm so off the rails.
I'm scared to let you guys near each other, but do you want to trade spots at all?
We can try that, but I mean, I feel like you... I don't know.
He'd probably try fighting you.
Or he'd probably slap me in the chest a bunch of times and talk about my diet.
That sounds weird, Bryce.
You're just saying it sounds weird.
But you keep calling him a hunky spelunky.
Yeah, because it's a funny joke.
It was a card.
Yeah. What's your point?
Here's a chance to test out your argument skills.
Okay.
I'm the jury.
I'm pretty sure it's a jury of your peers who is unbiased.
Oh, wow.
I'm unbiased.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, you're right.
You're pretty biased.
Yeah, I am.
Towards one party. versus the other.
Yeah.
Called the Bryce Party.
Any questions, Blake? Lauren came up with questions. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've asked all original questions. They were main points from her questions.
You were just,
no, I got points from what you were talking about.
Come up with more than.
My gosh.
All right.
Mifon, where were you on?
Ripped headphone users. Leave the lamp alone.
Yeah, it didn't do anything to you. What? Why? Why? Your feet are really close to me.
That's. Right now. My gosh.
Don't like it.
This is why I don't make YouTube videos anymore.
Oh yeah, let's talk about your YouTube channel.
That was creepy. I thought somebody was at the door.
No, that was just my brother.
Somebody is at the door.
What, Blake, I want your opinion on this. What was your favorite your YouTube video that I ever made?
None of them.
I have...
Right.
Did I say my favorite? The first one Blake showed me. That's a win.
The one that
I loved that one so much.
That was a weird one. All right.
No, that was the best.
I should just say something. So, I wanted on YouTube. I want to make a what was it called?
Outdoor activities to play outside.
Yeah. So, I am infamous for just. Making the intro for a series of on YouTube and never making another episode after that. Just making it.
Yeah, there are plenty of those on your channel. Bacon Bo 900.
Don't ever do that again.
You don't like attention?
Bacon Bo 900.
You don't like the attention?
Bacon Bo 900.
You could do without the fame.
It's not the intention that I want, but that's fine.
Alright.
Bacon Bo 900.
We're gonna bleep that out, maybe, if I can figure out how.
Alright, but there was this one video, it was like, cool outdoor activities. I tossed a stick at a frisbee golf goal that was sitting on top of my deck. I'm surprised that I missed my neighbor's yard a bunch of times.
How many times did you do that?
I did it a lot. It had to be like...
It was like your surprise was very genuine, though. You hit it. And then it fell again.
That apparently is one of my most popular videos for everybody to make.
I told some of my coworkers to watch it.
It was...
What are you doing?
Somebody could easily make a meme out of it.
That's a win.
That's a win.
I'm never gonna say that again.
I will. I'll say it. I'll say it for you.
Alright.
Don't look at me.
You're the one who said it, Billy.
Said what?
I'm not gonna say it. I told you I'm not gonna say it.
Say what?
Fine, I'll say it this once.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yeah!
Alright guys, soundboard that crap.
All you audio professionals.
Soundboard, that's a win.
That's a win. Make it a remix.
Got it.
Look at the bass drop.
That's a win.
I'm sorry.
They're gonna play that one.
That'll be the prom.
Long freaking out in that.
That's a win.
No, that'll be what's playing at prom.
No.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh my goodness.
Oof.
Where does he get these things? Oof.
So why did you originally make your YouTube channel?
Fantasies. What? I thought I was gonna be like this big subscriber and everything like that. I'll be like, Will, we are gonna do this. Oh. Never happened. We got like 12 subscribers, and I abandoned that channel. Like, I think the last time I uploaded was like, I don't know.
Blake, fact check.
Like 10 months ago.
BaconMo 900, 14 subscribers.
Hey, you were wrong.
I got 14, yeah.
I think one of them's me.
Honestly, I don't go on my channel. And the banner.
Cool trick and more new outside activities soon.
I even said cool trick in there. Like,
the magic stick.
Oh, no.
Cool FX video comedy.
Don't, no.
Let's play World at War. Halo 4 Challenge Part 1. How do I melee? My edited video. Let's play Destiny 2 Part 2. The
He's
Fallen.
Reading everything.
Let's play Verdun World War 1 game. Funny Battlefield 1943 explosion montage.
No, wait. That was supposed to be private.
Three doodler review.
I did the review and the demonstration. Demonstration was a separate video.
Think geek smart mass alien ooze. Is Battlefield 1943
that was like
gameplay. A game of war. Funko Pop alien review. I think that's my favorite because Bryce legit reviewed a Funko Pop.
Why?
Like I can't breathe.
Why?
I'm laughing so hard.
I don't know.
Staff of Mage Light Skyrim review number one. Three doodler demonstration number two.
He sounds like he's from the valley.
He drew a pretzel in that. Let's play Destiny part one intro.
How many videos?
Airhogs Hypertracks review.
That's our first one. That should be it.
Let's play Skyrim. Wanna hear a joke?
Wanna hear a joke?
What? Oh, here's... Let's play No No Islands. Stay away, shark.
That one's supposed to be uploaded. That I accidentally uploaded that one.
Let's play World of Warships. Test no mic.
Wow, you got some great clickbait titles.
Battlefield 1. Pilot and Assault Teamwork. He had 26 videos.
Wow. Now you still, like, upload videos, though. Privately.
Oh, yeah, my Red Dead Redemption 2 videos.
Blake sends me all of them.
Yeah.
Did you just play the oof sound again?
Thanks for reading off all
And don't
my
forget
videos.
The Blackwater taste test.
What is on your channel? Minerally. You want to name off all? Oh, you got too much.
I don't have my channel anymore.
That, oh yeah, the Blackwater, that was, or I think it's BLK Water, actually. No, it's supposed to be.
That's the abbreviated.
Yeah, yeah, that review was interesting.
What happened?
He drank water.
That's why. What?
And reviewed the water. He's like, dude, check out this water.
Whose interview is this? Is this yours or Bryson's?
It's like interviewing Kirkland.
This is me making fun of Bryce time.
Oh, wait. Who's that? No, I don't want to name names. That kid who commented on that and you commented back. Oh, yeah, man. That's... I can't remember who's... He was, like, from a different country. I can't remember.
Wyatt?
I can't remember. Somebody commented on that video.
Clay?
No.
I'm pretty sure Clay was the one that commented.
It was this other kid. I went to his channel. He was good.
He was good.
He did other food reviews. I can't remember. He was really good.
Okay, me fun.
He was like from Paris or something. I don't know.
Oh, what a jam.
Oh, that explains so much.
He's French. I can't remember.
He's French? Yeah, he lives in Paris. He's French.
I don't know, like, all right.
He lives in Paris?
You were considering throwing that. I was.
He lives in Paris?
Okay.
He spoke with a German accent. Nice.
He was really nice, all right? Oh, now you remember.
No, I don't.
Well, you do now.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You don't know. You responded to him on my video.
I don't
know.
On your channel.
What do you remember him saying?
Thanks for the subscription. I don't know.
We don't have the...
That was actually good water. It tasted minerally.
I need to try
it. That's actually what I said.
Should we go to
festival
yeah. Like right after this?
Yeah, definitely. And then we can do a food review.
I don't know. I think they have. Yeah. Like 12 years later, did a review. It wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long ago.
Remember the first video that you made? Me made? Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
What is it?
It was like the zombies video.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't even remember half the crap that was on those channels.
I wasn't here for any of this.
No, you weren't.
So, like,
which
I'm lost.
Really disappointing.
He deleted his whole channel, so.
Yeah, I deleted my
recovering
channel.
From it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I have some Russian hacker friends.
I wish I downloaded some of the videos. So
yeah, you should have. Like my water challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Waterboarded myself.
Yeah, you actually vomited on video.
I didn't vomit on video.
You're
video.
Like, I do
no,
cut this.
No, calm down.
One question. What made you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to make a video of me waterboarding myself?
Okay, calm down.
No!
Calm down.
Do not tell me to calm down.
I did not waterboard myself. I drank 5 glasses of water.
That's because Blake reached that 30 subscriber count.
40.
Are you kidding
me? That was so cool. I drank 5 glasses of water.
And you condoned this?
He was warning everybody on the video that he was probably not going to make it. Because you hated water.
I hated water.
Why?
Because I didn't like the taste of nothing.
I think that's why Grace doesn't drink any water.
Mm-hmm.
That's concerning.
But then I drank 5 glasses of it. After the 4th one, I puked. Not on camera.
It was a little brief, little.
It was a
it got off.
No, I went to the bathroom and
it was
I
just
puked.
Like me, Zach, and everyone was just this like. Congratulations.
How old were you guys?
I can't remember.
This was last year.
No, it was not.
100% was last year.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was totally last year.
Middle school.
It was like 8th grade.
Maybe.
7th or 8th grade was when we...
7th.
Mm-hmm. It was a jam.
Wait a sec, no.
It wasn't freshman year. That's when we kind of stopped.
Yeah.
This is DJ. You know what to do after the beep.
That's
a
win.
Win. 40 subscriber special.
Yeah.
That's a win.
It wasn't that deep.
Hey,
tastes minerally.
Minerally.
If he makes money off of this song, you get royalties.
Okay. I know. Most of it's my quotes. I just looked at the back and said, oh, zinc.
Minerally. That? Zinc. That's a win. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. SoundCloud users, take note. Did you hear about, there was like, at school, there was these two SoundCloud rappers that made
Yeah, I know one of them. I know
other.
One of them.
And they started a legit fight.
One of them is in my theory class.
I want to meet him and tell him how stupid that is.
That's why you didn't meet him today.
Okay. When school ends for me, I'm going.
Okay. Which one of y'all's the SoundCloud rapper?
Which one of y'all's the SoundCloud geek? I need a few words.
I was telling Blake yesterday that I made kids think in elementary school that I had telekinesis.
When did you say, when was this? Because I didn't hear about this at all. How?
All I did was blow on paper. Kids believed it. Until one kid was just like, one smart kid was like, you're just blowing on that. I'm like, okay, well. Okay.
Well, that's did it. You ever try that on me? Because I don't remember this at all.
I hit it pretty well, though, like, the whole, I read a book on it, and I'm like, this sounds interesting. I can trick kids.
I read a book about it!
That sounds like my entire elementary school career.
Oh, and I actually went to my doctor, and I asked him, like,
hey, man, I've got telekinesis, do I have a
actually
problem?
Asked him, is it possible for me to have telekinesis? He's like, no.
Yeah. Dude, I've got telekinesis.
That's exactly how it was.
Telekinesis.
Oh, like, whatever.
Well, kids, we all do crazy things.
It's the most interesting.
Like, hey, in fifth grade, I brought a book to that one time we went to the movies. Yeah.
Did you bring one to The Hobbit, too? You.
No! I'm not that insecure anymore. Like, I just clung on to the program.
That play was actually really good.
It was. I loved that. It was really good.
What are you doing right
He's
now?
He's getting high off the film.
It looks very... I don't know what's the word for that.
What word were you looking for?
I don't know.
Yeah, ask the English major.
I'm a walking thesaurus.
Dinosaurus?
Yep. Okay. I was geeking out about a song about semicolons in the car. What word?
Something that relates to odd, weird...
Disturbing?
Disturbing.
Can I have the paper, Blake, friend?
My gosh. Why do you want to take away all of my joy?
I understand
now. I'm not taking away any of your joy.
This piece of paper is me keeping my sanity.
Or a glass of water could.
I can't wait.
I can't wait
for Gracelyn to hear this episode.
Because
she'll call. She'll hear you. She will hear you call. That piece of paper is your one tie to sanity.
Blake still has,
actually,
like, glitter,
okay.
Like, on his eyes.
So,
yeah.
She married a pen, so I think I can say that this is my pride and joy.
Okay. It's your relationship, man.
I've been actually looking for a nice pen.
I know many pens.
I've got many pens for you.
Oh, I don't want to get up, but I have a huge... Oh gosh, I love pens. Get out!
Goodness. Blake, you almost... Hey, don't throw the tennis ball.
What? Are you trying to assassinate me?
No!
Come on, Blake.
Thanks.
Next time Blake walks into a room, just toss a bunch of marbles down on the floor.
Cut me in.
Welcome to my humble abode.
Oh,
don't pat my back. I don't deserve it. Here's my pen collection. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I asked you to pick out pens for me.
There's one time when I was at work, and somebody left a pen from an event. And I mean, it was like a business pen, so I mean, they have a bunch of it, but it looked really nice. And then...
That actually freaked me out a bit. Except that those are rubber band.
That freaked me out, too. You don't have to go looking for it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
well,
fine.
I am no, looking not for it.
No, I'm talking to Bryce. Not everything is around you.
Yeah, it is.
You said the exact same thing to me this afternoon.
I know I did.
And then I responded. Really, I thought the Notre Dame fire was pretty
was
much about me.
Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome.
I need to stretch.
Yeah, you better stretch, Mifun.
Lauren, you're missing out on Mifun stretching.
Okay.
Okay, Blake, oh, good.
I know, you just can't wait to get back. You almost fell in your seat.
Blake, it's a...
Crush you.
No, you won't.
That had so much hate.
You touched me with your foot.
No, I didn't. I touched the ball with my foot.
No, you hit my leg.
Like,
that was me fun.
Why would Bryce
that
ever
was Bryce.
Poke me?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. Maybe he just really wants to poke you. Oh, looks like Mifun's really in a...
What are you talking about? This episode has some,
It's been a crazy episode. It's
good characteristics to it. Blake knows.
What's the good character?
Blake knows in the hind leg right now. It would be embarrassing.
Don't toss that.
No!
Both of us could have gotten hurt.
This has been
hey,
an hour and 10 minutes.
It has. But also, I have to ask one crucial question.
What?
It's about the poll on Instagram, because he doesn't have an Instagram.
Oh,
I don't.
Who's more attractive?
The thing is, I don't understand technology at all.
It's okay.
And I don't have...
Realize how Lauren was actually making herself more visually attractive. As she asked me for my question.
That's where my poll goes to.
Hey!
I want to do that soundly, so...
Thanks a lot, Mifun. That's 8 for Lauren and 4 for me. That's
a
25-75
like right now.
It's okay.
That's a 25-75 poll ratio.
I'm so happy. I can't help it if people think I'm pretty. It's just my face.
Three to 8. Never mind, not 3 to...
Blake, you have fish on your shirt.
4 to 8. I know I have fish on my shirt.
Right. It's buttoned down.
Why?
Alright. What's your social security number?
7.
Alright. That's been it this week for the Dysfunctional Pod. This episode is probably the longest running episode, and I hate myself.
No, we have to tell people where we can find it.
Oh, that's
find
right,
us.
That's right. You can find us on Instagram at the Dysfunctional Pod. You can email us at thedysfunctionalpodtm@gmail.com. You can call us on the Instagram page, and you can... always just be like, hey Blake, what's up? Hey,
yeah.
Blake,
you got that TM at the end.
Yeah,
it's trademarked. All right. Thanks, Bryce.
Yeah, you are very
thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, Mifun, for staying here.
And thanks, Blake, for reading off all my videos that I've made on YouTube.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
Bacon Bone 900. That's it this time.
All
see you next week.
See you next week. Good morrow and good night.